Hey, podcast lovers, welcome to Caffeine and High Hopes. I'm your host, Danny Weirden. You will be able to connect and listen to inspiring beings, local badasses, and overall good people. Honest conversations about business, relationships, parenthood, and everything in between can be found here. Get comfy and get ready to be motivated to live your best life. Okay, you guys, I am back. Welcome to another episode of Caffeine and High Hopes. Coming to you today from my egg chair that I recently moved into my living room, and it is beyond cozy. I have it set up right near my south-facing window, so I am envisioning a lot of naps and book reading in here in the future. So very exciting. I hope you guys are doing well. I know it's been a while, but with the way life has been and the more things that we've been getting up to, I honestly just haven't had the time or the drive to force myself to record. And I mean, I don't want to have to force myself to record. So we're just doing this when I have time. And yeah, hopefully that works for you guys. I kind of took a look at, you know, what I wanted to do with the podcast. And, you know, I took the summer off from it and I still want to do it. I still want to have guests on. I just don't think I can commit to a rigid schedule with it, which I know is probably annoying for listeners because you guys are never going to know when, you know, there's a scheduled one coming in. But if you're following along on Facebook and Instagram, you will always know when there is a new episode. I will always post it there. So just follow along. Make sure you turn on your post notifications if you want. And that way then you'll never miss an episode. And I mean, if you're subscribed, you'll see it when you go into your podcast anyways. So yeah, I just feel like posting and recording when I feel like it is probably going to be the easiest thing to do. And that way I won't get, you know, kind of bitter or burnt out from doing it. So we're going to try it out. We're going to see. I mean, we did a full year and a half of posting almost every single week, and it was a lot and I loved it. And now I just need to like take a beat and do things a little differently and see how it goes. So quick life update. I recently applied to a really cool job, a part-time job that is with a really neat company that I had learned about over this past summer when they did a feature on Peace River. And I got tagged on Facebook in true projector fashion. Someone gave me the invitation to check out this job listing. And I was like, oh, this is amazing. They were looking for someone to help with their social media and to possibly do some writing for their online magazines. And the whole company is based on basically like tourism and things to do in, you know, smaller areas or, you know, less known areas throughout Alberta and BC. And one of their main partners is Mighty Peace Tourism, who I have done writing for. And it just seemed like a really good fit. So I created my resume, which I haven't had to make a resume since probably when I was like 19. Like everything leading up to now, I've never formally had to present a resume, which is wild. So I had to do a cover letter and a resume and everything, which I definitely was rusty on and probably overthought a little bit. And anyway, sent it off. They said, you know, we'll let you know when we're going to do interviews. You will get an email back. And on these days, I didn't get an email back on those days. And I was like, oh man, but you know what? Whatever. I'm at the point in life where if things don't work out, I know it's for a reason. And I kind of just detach from it. Don't get too hung up on it. But then it was like a day later, I got an email saying, hey, like, we'd love to do an interview with you. Are you available on these days? So long story short, I had the interview this week and should be finding out whether I get it or not by, I'm assuming, the end of the week. So that's really exciting. And I mean, if I get it, amazing. I will be super pumped about it. If I don't, again, like, it is what it is. I've come to learn that when things, you know, don't go the exact way that you plan, doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. Sometimes it just means there's something else out there, or there's something better and more suiting for you. So yeah, I'm kind of just leaving it where it is, but I thought I would share that with you, just because I, again, felt like it was kind of another learning moment where I had to, you know, go through the steps and have the anticipation and everything. And yeah, it felt good. So fingers crossed. It's kind of interesting too, because I had journaled probably, I don't know, like a month ago or something about, you know, this is how I want my life to look. This is kind of the projects and jobs I want to be working on. And one of the things was I want to be doing more writing for like tourism and travel places and getting to go see different places and write about them and help them out. And then it was probably about a week and a half later that I got tagged on Facebook at this job opening. So I cannot stress it enough, you guys, write that stuff down and use, like, especially around like the new moons and stuff, track the moon cycles and write it down. I know it sounds crazy, but it's a lot of good energy to put your ideas out there and to manifest some stuff. So anyway, so that's that. What else? Casey has recently started reading, which is absolutely insane. I was not prepared for it. We literally had just been working on like letter sounds and things like that, and he was doing really well. Oh my goodness, my dog's playing with her toy. Sorry if you can hear her. He's been doing really well and was getting good at like recognition and stuff, and he got sent home a thing yesterday saying that he has moved up into word recognition and had a little at-home reading book to do with me, and he did incredible. Like, I hardly had to help him, and as we were doing it, like, I almost started to get weepy. Like, no one prepares you for these milestones that you don't really think much of until they're happening, and you go, holy shit, like, my kid is reading now. Like, he's growing up, and it's just, it's happening so fast, and it's amazing and incredible and exciting, but it's also like kind of gut-wrenching, because I know it's not going to be long and he's going to be, you know, driving around by himself and, you know, graduating in a blink of an eye. So it was a really cool moment, and I'm sure other parents out there can agree that, you know, seeing those things, seeing them click and seeing them figure it out is such a special moment. And he was so proud of himself. Like, I've never seen him with such a bigger smile, and like, that's all he could talk about last night. And so yeah, it's a pretty cool time for him right now. We're gearing up for Halloween, and it's an exciting time because we're both super into it. So we've each got costumes. We're going to be carving pumpkins tonight. And I don't know, it's one of my favorite times of year. I love watching like spooky movies. I love all things kind of witchy and stuff. And I'm looking forward to having a fire outside and taking it all in and, you know, doing the local trick-or-treating. And just, it's kind of nice that it's on a weekend this year. So if you're doing the same, good job. If you're not, why aren't you? And yeah, and then I'm sure before we know it, it's going to be Christmas, but we won't talk about that yet. Let's just, you know, relax and enjoy Halloween for now. But okay, let's get into what I want to talk about today, because it's something that's been on my mind for a while and I wasn't sure how I wanted to go about it. But then probably about 2 weeks ago, I had shared a story on Instagram about this bakery in the UK that, and if you watched it, I'm going to repeat it, but if you haven't, I'm going to tell you right now. So there was a bakery in the UK a couple weeks ago that they got reported for using illegal sprinkles on their products. And they got contacted and, you know, were told, like, you cannot be using these sprinkles. They're not allowed in the UK. He had been getting them shipped in from the US. And he had no idea. He didn't know that they were illegal, whatever. He just really liked them because apparently sprinkles in the UK aren't very good. So this is where it gets interesting. Rather than just sitting down and being like defeated, it sounds like he found out who had reported him. And he basically took to social media and started kind of like mocking the person who, you know, reported him for these sprinkles and really turned it into like a marketing opportunity. And he just went for it. Like, he started kind of, I would say he was petty a little bit. He started being a little petty on like his Instagram stories and posts and stuff, but it was hilarious. And he really called out the person who reported him and, you know, started advocating for getting better sprinkles in the UK and like made a huge, it was almost like a publicity stunt in a way that wasn't planned. And it drove his business through the roof and it brought so much attention onto his bakery. And he told a little bit more about his story and it had a really cool ending to it all. I mean, he didn't end up getting to use the sprinkles and he's still trying to find different ones to use that he likes and, you know, are up to par with the ones that he was getting from the US. But it was kind of a cool thing to watch play out because he didn't just sit down and let it happen. He also didn't kind of like hide behind professionalism. And I'm sure some people could argue that how he acted wasn't professional and blah, blah, blah. But it was real and it was hilarious. And it ultimately got him more publicity and more people supporting his bakery and just blew up his whole business that it kind of got me thinking, you know, what a cool turn of events that you can be in a business and you can be, you know, in air quotes, unprofessional, but see success from it. And that's kind of what spurred me to kind of tackle this topic today of, you know, like, what is professional and how are we, you know, falling into that? Are we being trapped by it? Are we, you know, abiding by it? Is it enhancing us at our jobs and our businesses, or is it kind of stifling us in a sense? So that's where I kind of want to dig into a little bit today. And I know there's all sides to it, whether, you know, you're working for a corporate job or, you know, you're employed somewhere where, yes, you have to be professional. Obviously, there's some jobs that you can't not be professional. But I'm talking about how it relates to how we perceive ourselves and, you know, show ourselves at our jobs. My idea of it all is that, yes, there's a time and place to be professional. I feel like there's always a sense of it, no matter what you're doing in business. But there's also a time when you can't just brush things off and be like, oh, you know, I can't be myself, because I feel like we all deserve to have a little bit of our own personality show up no matter what we're doing for a job. And it's kind of cool to see that that is slowly becoming the norm, because I know probably in the last 10 years that we're seeing more and more places letting people show off their personalities, you know, really give a sense of identity within their professional jobs. And I think that's super important, because when you're in a job that says, you know, you can't dress this way, or you can't have tattoos or piercings, or your hair can't be a crazy color. I get that. I get that some companies and businesses want to keep up, you know, a certain look within their business and what they deem as professional. But at the same time, it's like, well, why crack down on someone just because they have, you know, some tattoos or piercings or whatever? I'm sure they could do the job just as well as someone who doesn't. And that's where it got me really thinking, like, what is professional? What, you know, am I deemed unprofessional because I wear a short sleeve shirt and you can see some of my tattoos? Like, does that instantly make me not professional and not good at my job and not worthy of, you know, being out in the public eye for a business? And then from that, obviously, because I'm a thinker, I got thinking, like, you know, having these jobs that are super strict on especially appearances and their idea of professionalism, does that make people more inclined to kind of stifle their personality, like, outside of work? I've always been curious about that. If because you're trying to adhere to so many things, to, you know, I'm going to dress differently than I would normally dress because I have to dress this way for my job, or I have to appear this way for my job, or act this way for my job, does that carry over into our personal lives? Do we get so accustomed to acting a certain way with our jobs because, you know, we have to, that we start doing that into our personal lives and we start kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Not stifling, but like we start kind of shrinking ourselves and, you know, not showing off who we truly are because we're so used to spending 40 hours a week or whatever, acting a certain way for a company and business, that then we just get used to that. And we start kind of, you know, diminishing our personality traits through our appearance or how we act or whatever. And it makes me wonder, like, if going back to the UK bakery, if he had just done the professional thing and said, oh, you know, like, Kate, we can't use these sprinkles anymore, we got reported, and kind of like tucked his tail between his legs and didn't say anything about it and just, you know, told people as they came in or made orders, I wonder how it would have played out, because I feel like it would have, like, it probably would have hurt his business a little bit, because apparently some of his best sellers use these sprinkles. And it didn't show people who he truly was. And he literally, you know, expressed his thoughts and opinions and took this whole thing into a new way and really ran with it. And that was showing his sense of personality and who he is as a person. And yeah, maybe it wasn't professional. I mean, he was dropping some F-bombs here and there in his stories and posts and stuff. But I don't see why professional has to mean that we have to hide our true selves. I guess that's what it's really all about. I'm almost wondering if more and more companies are going to be, you know, changing that up and allowing people to just truly be themselves. Because I find all the businesses and shops and whatever that I follow online and, you know, shop from frequently are ones that have no problem being themselves online and, you know, in person. And to me, that's relatable. I want to shop and support someone who is real and who has no problem being themselves, whether they're inside their business or outside their business. To me, that is really cool. And I like to see that and I like to support that. And I think we're seeing a little shift with it, especially within like small businesses and stuff. And that's mostly what I'm talking about here. Like, I'm not talking about, you know, like, hospitals and lawyer and I don't know, things like that, like the really high-end strict businesses. That's not what I'm getting at. I know those places have to keep up appearances, and there is a reason why they're having to be professional, because there's a lot of code of ethics and, you know, privacy things, and that I totally understand. I'm talking about like small businesses, shops, any kind of things like that, like how they can put themselves out there as the face of their business and still hold their identity while, you know, performing their daily tasks and running their business. Because I think people a lot of times get hung up, and I know I did when I had my business. I was always like, oh, you know, can I act a certain way? Can I be goofy? Can I show my humor on like my social media pages with business? Or should I just keep it strictly business, stay, you know, air quotes again, professional, and just leave it at that? And I found it really hard because I was constantly battling myself. I'm like, I want to show off my personality and my thoughts, but I don't want it to clash with my business. And it was a really hard balance to find. So I almost feel like the more people can find that and can express that and show that to others, the more it'll become like just super common. And I think the people who do that, they find that their following and their shoppers or clients or whatever are a lot more invested and I guess probably loyal too at the same time, because they know who they're dealing with and they know the person behind the business, and there's no one side for each one. It's like the person who you're seeing in the business, working in the business, is the exact same person who you see outside the business. And to me, that is something that is super important. And I love seeing it. I love seeing people show off their personalities and, you know, just, you know, being goofy and not worrying about how they're going to be perceived just because they own a business or they're running a business. Like, to me, those are the times when things change and when success can really come in a lot more easily, because you're not trying to just like hide in the shadows of professionalism. You're like, this is who I am. This is how I'm going to run my business. If you don't like it, you can carry on. There will be people who do like it, and they're the ones who are going to shop here and support me. And I think just getting into that is huge as well. Like having that mindset of not everyone has to like you in order to shop and support you. And I think people get hung up, and I know I did too, that I didn't want to say the wrong thing or say my thoughts, because I was like, oh, if someone doesn't agree with that, like they're not going to shop here. And it really held me back from a lot, because really, like if someone doesn't agree with what I'm saying while I'm running my business or, you know, doing my thing, then they're probably not people that I want to deal with. And it's okay. Like it's okay to be who you are and attract in the people who enjoy you for who you are. They are the ones that are going to shop with you. They're the ones that are going to book with you, and they're going to support your services and tell others and, you know, find that community of like-minded people. And people appreciate it. It is so refreshing to see and hear people being their complete selves while they're running a business. And it's just like, that's cool, because that shows me that that person has a, you know, a big personality. They're not scared to show it off. They're using it to their advantage and just really making it authentic. And I think that's what it comes down to, is how can we tie professionalism in with being authentic? Like, is there a way we can kind of mesh the two together so that it works? And I think we're seeing it more and more with, you know, a lot of different small businesses and stuff. And to me, it's so nice. And I can't wait to see more people kind of show off themselves a little bit, especially online, like with their businesses, and that aren't scared to, because it's a little unnerving to kind of put yourself out there with your business. Because I mean, you don't want to say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing that, you know, gets you canceled or gets people freaking out and giving you terrible reviews. I mean, sometimes it happens and you learn from it and you move on. But sometimes when you speak up through your business, it can cause a wave of little successes and even more support. And I think that's where, if you kind of, you know, use your own discretion, you can create some pretty cool opportunities just from being yourself while you run your business. And I'm really curious to hear what people's thoughts are on this. If they think, you know, is there a way that we can still be ourselves and stay professional? Is there a time and a place for being professional? Yes, obviously. But do you feel like people need to stop hiding behind the whole guise of being professional? And, you know, can people be themselves while they run their businesses? And, you know, especially when it comes down to, because this is a big one too, that you're always told when you're running a business, like, you shouldn't be swearing online, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. And it's like, yeah, but if that's how I talk normally in my day-to-day life, why can't I do that while I'm running my business? Like, there shouldn't be just one or the other. It should be, this is how I am, and I'm still going to be that same person while I run my business. I mean, you're not going to greet your customers or clients with, like, profanities and swearing. But I mean, if it slips into conversations here and there, it's not going to be the end of the world. And especially if you're, you know, doing a story online or something, and you hop on Instagram and you let out, you know, you say shit or you say fuck or whatever, it's not going to cause the fall of your business. I mean, maybe depending on what kind of job you're doing. But for the most part, if you own your own business and you're running your own shop or whatever, it's okay. And I mean, some people aren't comfortable with that, and that's fine. That means that if you're not saying those things in your daily life and you're not comfortable with it in your daily life, then don't do it when you're running your business. But if you are someone who, you know, uses those words just easily in daily conversations outside of your business, you should be able to do it at the same time. I don't know. And I could be totally off on this. Maybe people totally disagree and they're like, nope, like, if you're running a business, you're, you know, you're an employee somewhere, you have to be professional. And those are two very different things. This is all solely on if you own your own business. If you are an employee somewhere, yes, absolutely, you have to be professional. You have to follow the rules. You have to follow what your employer has in place, or else you're not a very good employee and you're probably not going to be there very long. But what I'm getting at is, if you are a business owner, you own your own business, it's your own thing, you know, is there a certain set of professional rules that you have to follow? And I would love to hear your guys' thoughts on this. Like, do you think people should be able to be their authentic selves when they're running a business? Or do you feel like they should follow the exact same set of rules that an employee would somewhere else? And I'm just going to leave it off on that, honestly. I think that's a good place to end it. Because it leaves open some conversations to be had. And I mean, you know, write your thoughts in the comments, or, you know, send me a message or whatever, because I am very curious as to what people's thoughts are. And it's just something that's been on my mind a little bit lately. And I know for myself that because I'm kind of doing my own freelancing thing and, you know, still representing the places that I write for, in a sense, I mean, I still want to be myself very much. And I don't have that pressure or that anxiety to hide certain aspects of myself from when I was running my own business, because it's like, I can just be myself and I can do things how I want to do them and still, you know, pay respect to the people that I'm writing for and working for. And it's good. Like, I get to be myself, and it's such a nice shift. And I never really thought about it until I got out of my business that I was like, oh man, I was really, you know, trying to put a cap on things and just not be myself because I was so worried about how I was going to be perceived as, you know, is this professional or not? I remember even like wearing an outfit that I really liked, but like I had a couple rips in my jeans and I was second guessing myself because I was like, oh God, are people going to come in here and think I'm not professional because I'm not in like business casual wear? Which, I mean, I hate that stuff. I would never wear that outside of business. So why would I wear it in my business? And it's just, it's kind of creeped in lately. And I was like, you know what? I wonder if other people feel this way too. And so if you are a business owner, what are your thoughts? What is professional to you? How do you make those boundaries? How do you put those in place? How do you know what is professional and what isn't when it comes to running your business? I would love to hear from you. And maybe, you know what, maybe we'll do up a follow-up episode to go over what you guys think. So let me know, hit me up, send me an email if you want, or even a DM. I'm good with that, but I'm going to leave it off at that. I think that's good. I think that's all I wanted to cover and kind of get out there, make you guys think a little bit, ponder it, mull it over, whatever you want to call it. And yeah, I hope you guys have a great Halloween. I'm super pumped. I'm going to be making some Halloween themed food and snacks and drinks, and it's going to be wonderful. And yeah, we'll keep in touch and stay tuned for the next episode whenever it comes out. So have a great day, everyone. Goodbye.